This is Aaron.
Hello, hi, am I sure with Jerry, please?
There's no Jerry that lives here.
Okay, I apologize. And actually, I can do anyone on the line. Are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You have a few minutes to give us, if you're so kind.
Quickly, since it's dinner time.
Yeah, it's a real. It's not that long.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. And you're not. I'm not speaking to. That's not you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling you on a cell phone, so
yes, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Thank you. Does anyone in your house or work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet? No, thank you.
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. Thank you. And I'm sorry, what is your age? Just to make sure that we
47.
Have everyone. Thank you. As soon as you know the answer, just throw it out there. We can go real quick. Just to be sure that we represented everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Are you very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Just to satisfy.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Okay, Joe Biden.
Okay, so 0 would be cold?
Yeah, 0 means that you feel, very cold, you're unfavorable towards it. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you feel warm and favorable towards them. And anyone in between, 75, whichever number you feel like.
And you said Biden?
Joe Biden, yes, the president.
0.
Thank you. How about charter schools? How do you feel about charter schools?
Charter schools?
Yes, ma'am. 50. Thank you. How about, hold on. 50. Okay. How about Donald Trump? How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, 50.
50? Donald Trump, you said?
Yeah.
Thank you. And how about the U.S. Department of Education?
Who? What?
The U.S. Department of Education. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I don't really know.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. And, hold on. And how about public school teachers? How do you feel about them?
I'd give them an 80.
Okay, thank you. How about woke culture or wokeism? You know the woke culture?
I'd say 25.
I'm sorry?
25,
thank you. And how about the National Education
25.
Association? 25. Yes, ma'am, I already have that. How about the National Education Association or NEA? How do you feel about them?
I don't know anything about them.
No, okay, no problem. And how about public schools? How do you feel about public schools?
About 70.
Thank you. And how about Moms for Liberty? How do you feel about them?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay, thank you. right along here. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Good?
Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. And next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Honestly, I have no experience with charter schools, so I can't really say.
Do you think charter schools do a better job or public schools?
I don't, like I said, I have no experience with charter schools, so I don't
Okay, then just public schools. Do you think that they do a better job or somewhat better or much better?
No, I mean, I don't think they do a better job. Are you talking better than private schools?
The charter schools. It says here, now, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Now,
okay, like I said, I don't know anything about charter schools. I've never had a child in a charter school, so I don't know whether they do a better job than public schools or whether public schools do a better job. Yes, that's
no
what
problem.
I'm trying to say.
No problem. I got it. Thank you. I apologize for that. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do are preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Develop social skills.
Developing social skills, I'd say a 10.
Attempt, thank you.
Yeah.
And grasp the academy basis of reading, writing, and math.
Maybe a 9.
Thank you. And compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
I think it's a 9. I don't think it matters either way.
Develop critical thinking skills.
9.
Thank you. And understanding the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
Ten.
Thank you. Be ready for higher education like college.
10. Yeah.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public schools education?
Let's see. Probably not enough.
Not enough. Thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT?
Critical race theory?
Yeah, CRT, they called it. How much have you heard, seen, or read about it?
I don't think I know much about it.
Okay. A little, you say?
I know nothing about it.
Okay,
yeah.
Nothing at all. No problem. Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Well, again, since I don't know what CRT, since
not
I don't know anything about it,
I understand. We have an answer. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school?
Okay, that I've heard a lot of since I'm in Florida.
Not a lot or a little?
A lot,
thank you. And now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and may sound uncomfortable. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Can you repeat that?
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
Okay. I don't know what they're teaching them with critical thinking, so I'm not sure.
Okay. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree?
Disagree, strongly.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Increasing teacher pay. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Actually, strongly.
Strongly, okay. Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose?
Support. Somewhat.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, teaching about American history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose?
Segregation?
Yeah, teaching about American history. Yeah, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose?
I support strongly.
Thank you. Strongly support. Thank you. Okay. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, next I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use a number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, We must fight back. This attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. That sounds convincing from 0 to 10 or not convincing?
10.
Thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matters. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Sure, attend. Are you convinced on that argument or no?
Let's say a 7.
7?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Working for diverse classroom and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. Is that a convinced argument, 0 to 10?
Five. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm a little distracted. We're trying to eat dinner, actually. Can we end this early?
Yeah, we're almost done. We are 80%, only 20% left. Just give me 1 minute left. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
It's just a 5.
No, do you agree or disagree? It's not about a number now. So strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
What was that? Repeat. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree, I guess. I feel like you already asked me that one.
I know. That's why I said sometimes over the course of a survey, people opinions change. So that's why I'm asking you again to do something to change your mind.
Yeah, I don't have time to like repeat questions, please.
Okay, that's the only one. Are we almost done?
Okay.
We are 80. Okay. So
All right.
You strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Go eat now.
Somewhat agree?
I don't even remember what it was that you asked me, I'll be real honest. I have to go now. Okay, I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. I'm really sorry. I would have loved
Just the last couple of questions. Can you please just give me just 30 seconds? It's only like... Damn. No, sir. Damn, man. She hang up. 86%. So, Carlos, if you want me to finish it. 86, yeah. I was almost done, right at the end. Thank you.
Jay. Hi, man.
I was just at the end. Yeah. Did this? Huh? She said she was eating dinner, and I asked her a question that usually you do on this kind of service, that you're asking, you know, during the course of the service, you might change your mind. She says, I don't have time to be saying that again, what I already told you. Huh? No, after that, she hung up. That's when she hung up. She said she was eating dinner. She continued to the whole, all this, she did. But when I asked her this, that's when she hung up. She did tell me the answer, and then when I went to ask her this, she already hung up. You know. And I was going to ask her, if, you know. The education, the high school diploma. I mean, this is that is left. It's just a statistical. It's not, you know. She already answered all the questions.
Security guards to Thank you.